obviously it's looking at this from time to time. So this report now has to deal with requirements and guidance of allocation seeks to political groups the most appropriate recommendations. It also provides a course of action where vacancies or committees remain unfilled. That is the paper which I propose and I'm looking for a seconder towards the councillor. Councillor Hutchinson, thank you very much. Would you like to speak, Councillor Hutchinson? Probably do that.
Well, something I think I need to speak on is a technical report. It's simply reflecting the change made by the council and make sure that we have fair proportionality in the seats. What I can say, Chair, is that as certainly as a Conservative group is concerned, we are aware that we do have a number of vacancies that we have not yet been able to fill. And certainly the leader and I will be looking at that very closely over the next few days. We're very conscious of the timescales and set up this report that will be able to fill those vacancies.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Just first of all, I want to thank the monitoring officer for the work that he's done next door, and thank him actually for what all members have now experienced. It's some very regular and consistent updates. It's been relevant to our role. This is an important issue. Without exception, we can all look across the chamber and ask ourselves the question, are we giving the time we need to our committees? That's not political, that's across the chamber. We need to do that to give an efficient and effective council. That's what we've got elected to do. Notwithstanding, we'll have awards, some of us have jobs, etc. So I would encourage everybody to just reflect on what they're doing, and if they can make sure that we don't have gaps, we can get good and effective council. And certainly, I would echo what Councillor Hutchinson has said. Our group will be putting together names and numbers for the committees, and I would encourage others to do so.
Thank you, Councillor. Does anyone have a wish to speak on Councillor Barry?
This doesn't show the Conservative group in very good light, does it? They've obviously not doing what they were elected to do. I've been on planning since 2009. I've been on the audit committee since 2009. Even when I was the only then member, I was on both of their committees. Also, I was on the appeals committee and the licensing committee. I've always found the time and I've always attended the meetings. And then suddenly to pick up the paper and see, I'm no longer on the planning committee and I'm no longer on the audit committee. Well, no, I'm only on the audit committee because I've got the independence now. Which independent? There's so many groups of independent. Which one gave me the place on the audit committee that I've had since 2009? I attend meetings. Anyone's looked at my record here. There aren't many gaps in it. I've been here since 1993, I think it was, and I've never missed a full council. We've got someone who's just been elected to council recently, can't even bother to turn up tonight. Don't interrupt, if he's not here, he's missed the meeting. He might be in hospital, I don't know, but he ain't here tonight. And there's a lot of NDCs. There's NDCs of every meet. Every time you go, so there's always apologies. I don't understand. And then, if you don't want me on the planning committee, because it's you not who behind this, you don't want the planning committee. That suits me. I don't mind. I'll be like the Tories. I'm on two boards. There's two boards left, which I think we'd have a job to get me off. Because they're not committees of this council. They're going to do me, I'll stick with them. You can find someone to take my place on the planning committee, and you can find someone to take my place on the audit committee. And I'll still have more tips when it comes to the end of the year.
Thank you, Councillor Brown.
Thank you, Chair. I mean, I'm also to this Councillor Hutchinson's sincere and pretty technical report, but you know, they see the paragraph 3, it also provides a course of action when vacancies, committees, and vacancies. Why? That's what I would say to you. Why? Indeed, we have a system of running things here, particularly when there are vacancies, etc., where it's what seems to work well enough in my time in this council. We get in on the upset. We promise one thing, one appointment, and now proposing other things, which I find heartily disappointing. This is unnecessary to be frank. And when you look at that list of vacancies, I mean, you know, I'm going to have to go like this, but it's really set it on, really, because I agree with you. Somebody should have to get ashamed. Council elections are a recall. When in opposition, how many committees he used to have to be on? Because the rest of his group of 14 men were too bloody lazy to go on committees. There were about 8 committees at one point. And I think, you know, people need to remember that. The Lib Dem group, of which Red is a member, and the informal 1957 group, Michael and I, you know, was missing from that list of vacancies because we fulfil our obligations to the island. And yet the Lib Dem, we're all right in this, but the Lib Dem wage an experienced councillor, a damn good planning councillor, mind you, has been kicked off. Or somebody who'll probably never turn up, Ian Stevens. Now, I've got no problem with Ian Stevens getting places on committees if he wants to as a Lord Member. I'm not calling them all, we can deal with that. But you're also proposing Council Perks to go on licensing. He can't do it, he's a licensee. I don't think there's been any consideration by the monitoring officer of what councillors actually do, which an example of somebody coming in, interfering, not knowing what's going on. So, I will ask you, I mean, let's deal with the perks and savings situation, you know, but it's option 1 and 3. But you can't bring perks and licensing. But I would ask you to just reject this report otherwise. And let's leave things as they are. There is nothing to say. Michael's going to be sitting on planning for Julian Carr. For Julian Carr. You know, what's wrong with that? Michael wants to do it, they don't. But this monitoring officer wants to stop that. I'll ask you to be very careful here. We've had a long line of monitoring officers tinkering. Let's not do it yet. This guy isn't permanent. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gray. Councillor Lockhart, please.
Thank you. I completely get this, and I can look around the room, and there are 40 councillors who really should all be good at their vote. You can look at the data and stats and how many people, how many seats we've got. But actually, sometimes I can look across the room, and I'm, you know, that's not my way, I'm not interested in that, but I can put lots of people in this chamber who really, if they put their hands on their hearts, do not sit on enough committees. You know, I had to go on pensions the other day. One part of things, I live at County Board now. You know, why am I in County Board again? It shouldn't be like that. It really shouldn't be like that. There was a motion brought to full council by Councillor Rodin, which I have organised for MU of the Mental Health Blueprint. I have had reasons, I'm at work, or I'm busy, I can't make it. I'm sorry, I work, I run a business, you know, I've got lots that I'm going to be doing, but I would, for something as important as a review of the mental health blueprint, when I've got the CCG, the director of the trust, coming to speak to councillors, and people don't think it's important enough to take some time off from being this council chair would do it. If I have to go back to the Trust and the CCG and say, I've got 6 councillors, including me, who are interested in this, well, you should all be embarrassed.
Thank you very much. Councillor Lindley.
Councillor Brody has probably said some of what I wanted to say. I think this is unworkable. One of the things that is unworkable is how the committee requires skilled people, it actually requires training, and unless people undertake that training, they can't actually be on planning committees. Not just the training, but it's all the various meetings and the things to go. And we also have to develop amongst ourselves sort of knowledge, because often we have to make decisions on planning that actually need that collective kind of thing. So I feel that particularly in planning it's unworkable. You can't have two on licensing because Council of Berks, is a licensee. So obviously you would be excluded. So you immediately with this formula have a problem or vacancy. And we, as a 1950 group, how much? 1957, sorry. We actually have covered most meetings. If one of us is not able to cover, the other one covers for that one. And we've got an excellent record of attendance and an extra aside. And so has Reg, and I think particularly on Reg, he's a member who's got a BEM for his service, yeah. And actually we're shoving him aside. I'm totally against that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I'd like to also add my thanks to the monitoring officer with the diligence and enthusiasm that he's taken on this role, which is actually currently an interim role, but I'm very grateful to him for his commitment. I'm also grateful to him that I was able to actually ask some questions of him before this meeting, which did actually add clarity. I think I'm right in my understanding of point 10 on page 4. I understand that the committee on which there is a vacancy has the power where a political group has failed to express its wishes. But I was a little unclear as to what was actually meant by authority. But I'm now told that if within 3 weeks of the date that the notice was given, the relevant committee is sitting, then I think I'm right in thinking that that decision will then go to the committee. But if full council is sitting before the committee, then it will come to full council. I think I'm getting lost in the monitoring officer. Very much the phrase on this that comes to my mind is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think this is about having the best man for the job.
Yes.
I agree with Councillor Wasdell. I think there isn't enough commitment, and there are not enough councillors pulling their weight. But as is evidenced by this report, it appears to be that it is the Conservatives that are not pulling their weight. And the fact that they've had a vacancy for over 6 months on corporate scrutiny tells me the attitude that they have towards corporate scrutiny. Certainly, I mean, that there should be no seats. I mean, they have the majority of members, if they cannot allocate. We are a much smaller group. Yes, we do have vacancies. And that's why the current system, where we can actually go to our members that we feel have the requisite skills, and we do, as has been evidenced by seats that have been offered to other members, where other members have actually expressed the wish that they want to go on here. And I'm very, very wary of having a system where where it's imposed on members, and it's not necessarily by what criteria is that going to be done. I'd also like to put an amendment forward, if I may. I was going to ask for reverse proportionality on policy and scrutiny committees, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Julie Stevens.
I wasn't going to speak, but hearing what's the judgmental comments and seeing about people not putting their weight and so on, I just think it's, you don't know what goes on in people's lives. I'm a single mother, I've got a shop, 9:00 to 5:30, or the ocean that came late today. I closed my business early, so I lost out on trade, so I could just get here. I got my 17-year-old to come and relieve me for a couple of hours, so I could come to the heart of things today. These things are important. We do these things so we can make the best of our role to represent our community. So I think it's really difficult when people go into judgmental, not pulling away, what you don't care. I think that's wrong. We're a cross-section of a whole island here, and let's be supportive of each other. Which is why, you know, this great one signed from Cam KOT, I won't go into that now. It was great, but I knew that Carl was unable to do it, because he's not trained, but Michael's a very, very excellent councillor on planning. So he's holding my seat until such time that I'm able to come back to planning committee. So, you know, I've been observing this council for 10 years, serving various different committees. And you know, it's interesting, and I wouldn't even encourage anyone who has never tried a committee, maybe take up a vacancy. I've just pinged an email to Councillor Hutchins. I've been dying to get on the scrutiny committee for Regen, actually. We're itching for a place, but we have allocated one. So anyway, so maybe you'll consider me. I don't know how these new rules are going to work, but again, I agree with Councillor Andre and what I should the council spoken and agree. But they wrote, don't fix it. Let's do as we've done before. Maybe just remind each other when there is a young vacancy. I don't actually know, we have a place on the field, so I do apologise.
Thank you, Councillor Jones. Councillor Stevens.
Thank you, Chair. I know you do recommendations. I see my name in here. I wasn't approached in any way, shape, or form. I might have to poach in the seat whilst I'm sat on my own in this chamber, any more than I was when I sat with our Ireland Independent Group there. Well, I mopped up as a leader at the time all different things that other people didn't, and pensions that people didn't want to go on. I'm still prepared to do that. I'm still prepared to fill in on this council and assist the process. Now, it's not an unwillingness to do it. Unfortunately, the council acts on a proportionality basis. So I'm quite prepared to, if available, sit in. I'm also quite prepared to see this planning committee sit come up, to also say, as someone said, two or three actually, if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it. Well, if Councillor Barry wants that, the same as Councillor PC Wilcox and Andre wanted scrutiny, although I fancy scrutiny to sit on over there, I gave it to them. Because I believe it's part of member experience to get into this council, sit on a committee wherever you can, and assist the process. So I don't know about bleating about Ian Stevens over here and what happened, as I heard earlier. Ian Stevens is prepared, along with a lot of the other members of this council, have been actually cast a shadow over people, because no one knows an individual's personal situation. So let's be a little bit more tolerant, and let's just say, okay, if there's a situation where there happens to be a seat, and it was a planning committee seat, and the Councillor Barry wants it, then I feel sure we can quite happily come to an agreement and say, have the seat. And if you need a reserve, and I need to be trained up as a reserve, I'll be trained up as a reserve. Fine. And I think that's the same with all these other bits and pieces. We can get through this, and I'd like to thank the Marching Officer for actually putting a framework together which actually highlights the situation as it is. So the positive that's brought out of this is, okay, there are vacancies. Let's see if we can fill them. And let's see if we can fill them in an adult manner and stop trying to have a lot of people that probably can't make a committee or something. Then let's have a little bit of respect and say, okay, we can fill these positions, and we can give up a position if we need to. And as I say, I'd love to be back on scrutiny, as I was quite a while back. But that didn't happen because everyone else wants to sit on it. But the planning seat can go to whoever is trained, qualified, and ready to take that as far as I can.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Thank you. Councillor Edwards first. Councillor Edwards?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chair. Just a small point I wanted to make, or just raise as a consideration, really, for how we solve this problem. I'm thinking back to the time when I was on the audit committee, and my feeling there was that the subject matter was so extraordinarily difficult to follow for a layman that we ought to try to maybe use more external experts being appointed to it. So we had, for example, with IMUC and other representatives of other bodies for other committees. So I'm wondering if actually one of the considerations we make to perhaps look at other organisations, like perhaps the Chamber of Commerce or other organisations that could possibly had people who I think this has been done before as well, but it is my thinking that it we're busy dealing with something that's extremely difficult to understand that would ideally benefit from having expert membership or somebody highly trained. It may be a way that to solve this problem, there's various other ways of making it, maybe we can involve more outside bodies to provide relevant expertise, just my ideas.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Garrett.
Thank you, Chair. I want to pick up the contact the Councillor Hopley was about to expand upon it, and it's not the first time I've heard this idea that we should be looking actually in the longer term. I wouldn't want to see it again tonight, because I think annual council is the time for constitutional amendments. But there is a strong case actually for reverse proportionality of all of the scrutiny related functions of the council. That wouldn't necessarily mean all the chairmen also be from the opposition, as it is with the one that's actually corporate scrutiny. But that would allow the Conservatives to overcome the embarrassment that they have of having an official report identifying the extent to which they have not been able to do this. Councillor Mosdell at the last Pensions Committee was quite vociferous about the need for her colleagues to pull their weight. I'm not sure if you use exactly that phrase, but in a bit more fruity. There is a case there, and it would be in line with the role of scrutiny in holding an executive to an account. And the executive draws from the ruling group. But we also need to be thinking about the other issues as to why you cannot fulfill places. The last thing we want to do is start sending messages out to people that you can only be a counselor if you certain criteria, and we're drifting back to a less diverse representation within this chamber. So I hope out of this there would be a really positive work done on working with councillors to understand what it is about their commitments, what it is they find difficult to fulfil. So that we have a properly informed, perhaps, change to the constitutional arrangements when we get to May. Personally, I think some of it may relate to the way in which I've come around to this view that the cabinet model is failing local government in that it's not allowing enough sort of proper discussion around the issues and really having those philosophical debates, particularly if a council starts meeting fewer and fewer times, as this one has wanted to do. But that's a personal view. But I do hope that there will be openness in the ruling group, because ultimately it is within your gift to that idea of reverse proportionality. And maybe we might want to be bold and do something else, which is declare certain committees not subject to proportionality. I understand that is something that one can achieve within the law, although it may take one member to object to that to make it fall apart. But if nothing else, let us not think that just because a person cannot come that there isn't something going on in their lives that makes it difficult for them. And they may not be formally excused, but they do have these pressures upon them.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Ray, yes, please.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, can I just say, when I first read this paper, as said earlier, I was embarrassed. Totally embarrassed to read that we had 9 Conservative vacancies, some between 6 and 12 months. My first thought was embarrassing. So I agree with the vast majority of what Councillor Barry and Councillor Brody said at the very start of this. It does not look right that we have 25 people inside the chamber and we cannot fill all our seats on committees. Regardless of what the committees look like, what the paper says, my first comment is embarrassing. I accept that people work, you know, and that's absolutely right. And, you know, a lot of people do work, but they also find time to attend committee meetings. Some people work on the mainland instead of attending committee meetings, called council meetings. So I do understand that, but we're all paid allowance, and when you accept the role as a councillor, you accept that it's not about attending six full council meetings, it's about doing other things as well. You all work, attending other committees, and it's been one of my beats in my body for a long time. But here's an example of a pension fund. Quite rightly, Avon, the pension fund, were praised earlier for the award that we just won nationally. Pension fund only exists because three of the cabinet members sit on it. End of. And it's embarrassing. It's annoying because everyone's paid the same allowance, and cabinet members are here 3-4 days a week, yet pay the same allowance as every ward council over there at the moment. And that's really down, I suppose, to group leaders to get their members to come on board and attend, but it's not easy either. There are seats that need to be filled, we need to fill them. I looked at this paper, a lot of comments have been made around this room about, you know, what could be done, couldn't be done. I do think we should defer the paper, but we've got to get this sorted out. I think it's wrong to defer the paper. I'm not going to propose to defer the paper. The decision needs to be made, but every member around this room needs to look at themselves, what committees they sit on, how they get their work schedule lined up with committees, and at least sit on at least one committee, and to take the weight, or certainly to pull the weight in other committees. So, the paper itself, I'm not going to talk about proportionality on committees, I've got my own views on that, but the main thing is to get these seats filled and people stand up and be counted.
Thank you, Councillor Brady. Councillor Stewart?
Chair, I just want to raise a point of order. I'll ask the Chief Executive to check this. And while he's doing that, can I say I have some sympathy for the comments that have been made? I think members are asked that, and I want to confirm this, if we don't all vote for this paper today, one of the consequences is that our corporate scrutiny loses its reverse proportionality. Now, I think one of the strengths of our corporate scrutiny has been that we have reverse proportionality on that. We would certainly, after doing that, we would certainly take away the comments regarding the Conservative vacancies on here, and we've already had a number of notices that we've done with that. So that's not the issue. But the point of order for me is, can you confirm that we're not saying correctly? If we don't vote, all vote this paper today, we will lose reverse proportionality on the screen. Is that correct?
Chairman, that's correct. In order for political boundaries to be waived on any element of the Council's committee structure, there has to be unanimity to it. In other words, no member must object. If there's one objection to that, then the strict rules of proportionality would apply to all committees, including corporate scrutiny.
Thank you, Councillor. I'm there for the debate.
Thank you. Councillor Brogan.
I'll say no more, given the advice we've just heard. If you heard what I said earlier on, I'd like to make a proposal that I don't know if it's got major implications or not, but I think this is an ill thought out paper by an officer and whomever councils have been involved in this. I think people need time to go away and think about this, and think about their contribution. Somebody said, I think Paul, you said, you know, people get an allowance. It's not your holiday fund. You used to have something in the local government called loss of earnings. Mrs. Thatcher abolished it, if you're a cabinet member, from the very appalling thing she did in my view. But working people used to have to present their pay slips to the chief executive to get their allowance, to get their loss of earnings. Shirley remembers it, yeah. And Reg probably remembers it as well. And Charles over there, he'll remember it as well.
I remember it as well, Jeff.
Yes, well, you do as well, Paul. So is that not everybody else then? Sorry. Anyway, the allowance, when I worked, you know, I'm thought lucky enough to be retired now, when I worked, was used for me to buy part-time hours of work. Because I couldn't afford not to work. I suspect people who run their own businesses use that allowance to buy in hours to cover them at the county hall, etc. stand for election, you just sign a commitment with your residents and with the people of the Isle of Wight, and so they are committed to that. I think we should reject option one and part one, part three, because we need to allocate places to Councillor Stevens and Perks. Well, we can't get Perks licensing nurses, I've already outlined. But I think we should reject the rest of this paper or defer it. I'm going to formally propose that my wording is that we, my amendment to the proposal is that we agree option two with the deletion of the words in little one and maintain the current committee allocations, so just rejecting the proposals, and that you also agree option one and three with the amendment to licensing committee to one, because Councillor Perks can't take the place on that committee. And I'll look for a second then. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Brodie.
I'm getting a little bit frustrated here by members being able to interject and get in before other members that have wanted to speak on this. So, you know, it's very, very frustrating. You know, I spent 10 years attending probably more committees than anybody else, and I did go through the attendees and notice this. You know, I think one of the things we have to be realists, and one of the things we recognised is that members of the ruling group, they hold senior positions, they hold chairmanships, they do not have the time to do everything within the council, and that's not fair on members that we have a chairman and members that we have who are members of the cabinet. The membership of some smaller committee should be made up by the president of the council, which is right and proper. You know, one of the concerns that I have is exactly what Debbie has said, and Debbie did make a proposal which I was quite happy to second, and that is about the policy committees for the scrutiny being reversed proportionality. That makes real sense because it then includes more members of this council, more members from this side from being involved. If you haven't got the guys, if you haven't got the guns on seats on that side to be members of the scrutiny committees, and all of the policy and scrutiny committees have conservative vacancies that have been in place for over 6 months. That's a long time to wait. If you cannot fill those seats, then I think it's important that other councillors should have the opportunity to do that. We've heard from Reg. Reg wants to be involved in more things. Ian wants to be involved in more things. I want to be involved in more things. And God's sake, I've actually accepted going back onto audit committee because I want to make sure that seat is filled. That is so important. Let's think about this. Let's look at the reverse proportionality of policy committees, and let's come back to the council with a firm decision that we can all agree and buy into. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Agar.
Thank you, Chairman. I remember in 2005 arguing with Andy Sutton, who was the council at the time, that we should have reverse proportionality for the main scrutiny committee, because that, I believe, is correct, that the opposition can scrutinise fully what the administration actually carries out. But I think we have to remember why the government brought in proportionality for committees, because there were some big urban, mainly councils, were excluding smaller political groups having any role in committees at all. That was why it was brought in. It is important that we actually bear that in mind. I think also when we start talking about members, how they serve on the committees, I do have sympathy with some of the people who, when they first get elected, have no idea, really no idea what they're actually taking on. That this is a relatively small authority with a lot of services that it offers. But I don't think there's a general understanding of the population that we serve, but what we actually have to do. When you talk about other committees then doing proportionality, I think that starts to cause problems. I think that there needs to be more training of what the committees are actually supposed to do, and how they can help develop policy within the council, and also scrutinise the cabinet members much more sometimes than they actually do. But I fully support what Councillor Brogan actually said. Like, there are members within our own group that really do need to sort of step up to the mark. But as I say, we need to understand what some of the problems are. You know, I supported, when I first stood at the council, the meetings used to be starting at 10 o'clock. And we that was another change that we brought to try and actually encourage more people to stand. But we don't actually see people with disabilities. We don't see many younger people, predominantly younger women that don't have families. Because the problems that it actually is, we need to be able to say, how can we actually do that? And I think rather than just put this on hold and then to look at it again, perhaps before the next election, we ought to start looking at how we actually do get enable more people to come forward to stand, so that we do have people from other abilities, you know, to say, like young mothers and what have
you. Thank you, Councillor Abraham. I think we've got a wrong debate on this. Councillor Brody, can I just clarify? You made a proposal. Is that for deferment of the paper?
Chair, to be honest with you, I'm on the little lip here. I made a different proposal. Hopefully, this will meet with the universal acclaim. But I think the worst thing that happened tonight is for you to lose reverse proportionality of corporate scrutiny. Now, I suggest, Chair, since you proposed it, and Councillor Hutchinson, since you seconded, that you withdraw this. Think again. And I think we can probably get brought up on that. Thank you. Has anybody seconded?
Thank you.
Chair, I'll second the proposal on the basis that clearly across this chamber we haven't got this right. I think we need to deal with things like what was views on it. So I'm happy to support Councillor Brody's suggestion if colleagues are happy to just withdraw this and then let's come back when we're back to it.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. Yep.
First guess.
One, two.
And that's the entrance.
One.
Okay. Proposal carried. We'll come back to the committee at some other point in the future. But that's not the first thing to be impressive.
We're done. Sorry, let's see.